Senator Bob Thomas.
Yes, how are you?
How are you? Good to see you.
I don't see you, Paul.
All right.
We're glad that he's there. Want to hold just a second, I want to do something here in the picture.
Give this report here, I have an idea.
I read it in your report, it's the air's letter.
Yes, sir.
So I hope that instead of the two people, I have this picture in here, what we'll do, that the four of us will walk out to that, out there in benches. We'll walk back toward the left, should join me and breathe in there. Can we do that?
Fine, tell them, I'll have to send the press out right away.
Yes, sir.
And we'll go out to the, just walk outside.
Just the, four of us, make the report, and we'll come back and cover that.
Well, we're gonna, okay, sorry, we'll lose you to the department.
Nice job, you back.
He's ready to put the day on the road, and then again, we're going to see. They won't let me have her talk to you.
I don't know if you're looking at me like I'm using this, it seems very much better.
He's expecting me, you'll bring it, yeah.
You don't use it too much.
We should have voted this time. It's a Ross day,
Yeah, really.
You're constantly saying a lot of outrageous things about the do-gooders and the environmentalists and so forth.
Oh, the story of all the folks are back. Sure, what's up? expect perfection in life, and government will honor themselves. Well, it depends on operation, which it is. We fundamentalists know that man can be perfect, but we try. But here in this case, I mean, after all of you fellows have promised us an improvement in energy, and we tried, we poured a lot of money into this effort. We made speeches all over the country and so forth and so on. And I think, I put this way, I think to an extent that you could take comfort in the fact that you have at least indicated some movement on the issue. I mean, the issue is not as, well, I remember in that movie, the little girl, the little boy, you know, who didn't want to go swimming, he didn't want to eat anything because the water was polluted and so forth, and he just looked at breakfast and it was polluted. I think a lot of fear is I think, may go out. Would you agree or not?
I think,
maybe all I read, you know, I read the news summary every day, and I read that somebody's raising hell, and we didn't do this, or we didn't do that, and I realize you can always do more. But we've got to have done something.
I think the public generally feels that we have done something.
Well, John says the polls indicate that we made some progress in the sphere, right?
Absolutely.
Young people, at least when I was young, maybe it was true. did grow up in a different type of environment. I mean, and we didn't, of course, have a television. So, and in those times, what did you do about the degree? Perhaps you had discussions and so on. Now, of course, with the platoon and so forth, that doesn't mean it's all bad. All of us can work well. So the kids go and they plant themselves down in front of the dollars and so no exercise, no fresh air for kids. If there is nature out there, they don't give one damn about it, you know. Or when they go, they say, geez, where's the television? I was out of uptown Oregon the other day. I was riding through Tobruca Canyon, you know, which is it's a very rugged part, a beautiful part. So I was out of there and I saw a very few or so. One family, they were obviously come there, you know, have a picnic, and they had one of these sort of half trailer kind of things they were carrying over. They're all sitting there, and the kids, four kids, I saw them, and they're just sitting on the dock. They have a damn thing to do, you know. It's a, I guess perhaps we must learn again to, you know, to enjoy doing things that are different from sitting and being entertained. I don't know.
But a lot of this is happening. I mean, they end up for
it.
It's
drop it up. Just get
we need more environmental education. We're expanding.
But can you do that in schools? I mean, the idea, for example, I would think that in our great religious order, instead of just saying Jesus the air is terrible, the parks are misused and the rest, I think what I'd like to see, your role in environmental education, you should be out in front, perhaps further in front than I can be, because I've been addressing a lot of jobs and have a lot of other things too, as you are, but I can be there. But never, and costs, you don't worry about costs, I do. Well,
we do.
Yeah.
I know you do.
But I mean, everybody after me, Larry comes in with an $84 billion request for next year. Naturally, he's not going to get that, but he's going to come in with that. You got to come in for more. My point is, if the true environmentalist, one who really his whole record shows that he loves the beauty of the land, the parks, and so forth and so on, but if he could realize that it's his responsibility that out of this 205 million people that live in this country, that there is a way that we've got to increase ways that they use it, that they enjoy it, they're interested in the rest. Not that it's just there, but some ways to get them there. I remember Russ back in the old days growing up we worked in Washington so hard. The New York Herald Tribune used to have fresh air fund.
Yeah.
And now the New York Times has a similar kind of thing. And my mother, we always used to, we always used to contribute, not very much. One summer she brought down about five kids from Harlem or someplace. So they had a little farm, a tiny little farm up in New York, Pennsylvania. And well, these kids, of course, all from poverty families and so forth, wrote to her for years afterwards because of those 2 weeks. I'm talking about a different thing here. But we talk about scouts. Well, although they do a lot of scouts and so forth for trying to bring them more into influence, there's just a hell of a lot of kids can't afford scouts, or at least that used to be the case, a little better now. But what I'm getting at is that I'd like to see that beach in California really be used. There ought to be a way where they ought to put about a dozen buses one day and get a lot of those kids out of Harlem, Boyle Heights, and get them out of that beach. And let them see it, get the lifeguards down there so they get the feel of it. You know, they remember all their lives. And that's what we want to
dive into.
Because otherwise, what you have, let me tell you the danger I see in the environment. And I wish you'd write it, I wish you'd teach it. This is what I believe. You may not agree with it, as we said. The environment thing must not be allowed to become a fad of the elitists, a fad of the intellectuals, etc. A fad of the upper middle class. In other words, people in Evanston are interested, but not in the south side of Chicago. That kind of thing. The environment thing, to really mean something to this country, has got to reach down to that blue collar guy and the rest and so forth, to the fellow that perhaps doesn't quite comprehend, as does the upper class, what it's all about. That the fellow that, for example, never goes to college. Of course, I know they're exposed to it in high school now. And it isn't going to mean anything to him unless he gets the chance to use these facilities. That's what I'm getting at. So it's use that I think we ought to emphasize. I think that point is underlined by the fact that the greatest interest we see are the people who do go out and fish and hunt, because they are making use of the natural environment.
They're your advocates, right?
They're the advocates.
But if you get more, that's it.
And by many of them, of course, are your blue collar people, which is the way they spend their money.
Hundreds of fishers.
Yeah, the lumber,
but it's less expensive.
It's less expensive.
Part of the lumber is that more and more people are concentrating more and more in urban areas.
Yeah.
All the reefs getting further and further away from this kind of opportunity.
But you have to work with them in the urban areas, in the ghettos, to show them, to give them an appreciation for these values so they have the desire to get out. And as well as helping with transportation, making these areas successful.
This is a part of the education thing.
It's really
when you're talking to the educators, for example, the rest of the courses in environment, I think a very strong thrust of it should be, how can we get people to appreciate it and use it? Not simply, how can we give the Congress help or the government help to do something about it? How can we get people to appreciate it and use it? I mean, this, coming back to TR, most of us only remember, at least, only about reading. Another great thing he did, as I recall, in TR's, as great, really, as developing a conservation for Gifford Pinchot and all that project, was the greatest thing TR did. He stirred up the American people, the desire of every red-blooded countryman on to get down those mountains, right?
Right.
Don't you remember reading that there sometimes? That was TR's legacy. And that is what the modern environmentalists, I think, perhaps will put more emphasis on changing the spirit of people so that they're not, an environment isn't just a great cause for all to fight against the establishment and all those horrible people that are polluting our rivers and our waters in order to create jobs and so forth and so on. But we really want to take people who now are too cluttered up in cities, who are too close to the television, sitting inside, quarreling, fighting, knifing each other. I mean, maybe getting them out. I think that's an appreciation of the environment is something that needs to be preached to them as well. So
I think one of the new issues too that's coming out is that you may have seen in Florida and in Oregon and Colorado, but people who live there are looking at what's going to happen to growth, and is the increased growth of our area going to affect?
Yeah, yes, that's true. That's true. You'll find an awful lot of people that say, "Nah, we're not interested in that." Just having growth for the sake of growth.
Right.
Oh, yes.
We have to see that the growth is
balanced
with proper land use.
I see all.
And that's why we've had so much emphasis. Russ has been making speeches about
right.
problems of growth and how to get
right.
the environment. So we plan ahead, prepare for it, especially with land use, which John is involved in. So,
yeah. If I could suggest as your project for the next year, let's double the number of people who use our parks.
Just the national parks, but the state parks and the local parks.
The state and local parks are probably the best.
Yeah.
People who go to the national parks have got to have a little double, let's face it.
They're already badly congested.
And they're congested, John. So
we've got 8 million of them there this year.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's
a lot. In the national parks.
A lot of people. But getting them back, well, that means the country's doing pretty well. Really, that it could go. I remember going to a park when I was about 18 years old.
It's pretty hard to stand in one of those parks.
That's the sound
of somewhere. It's like there's lots of new trailers and campers and elaborate buses and all that.
It's a gorgeous place.
It's a congested.
If I could go to Yosemite's Wind, I'd try to use it and see those big mountains.
I've got to just
great.
The snow came just the day.
One of the reasons that I want you folks to do is that you've got to go to the Grove. You went this year.
No, I didn't go this year.
That's
actually
me. Isn't that a great place for environmentalists?
And even a bunch of rich businessmen.
Knowing what they do to those trees. Well, we do appreciate your work. I think that for people who have been in government, as you have, sacrifices, frustrations, certainly, but to an extent, you are conveying to your leadership and your listeners an understanding of the problems. Real problems that people are trying to do something in government is so difficult. But also, if you could course, a lot of them can, but you could get them out of that place just for a day.
Remember
for a year. Something to do, see, and so forth.
I really bug the television thing anyway, because I think it's a mess. A mess because of its overuse. I mean, people just sit there and look day after day after day and turn off their minds.
And they look at their phones.
And look marvelous.
So they're like,
I don't know if you've seen the cartoon of the fellow in the driving rainstorm, and he's outside his car, and his family's inside. He's changing a tire, and he's soaking wet. And the little kid pokes his head out, and he says, "Daddy, I don't like this. Change the channel."
Closing a little bar, and we all had a little fun. Now the great big building is just too big.
monitoring been there?
People there?
I don't think it's from the,
Well, that was a good one. And for you, of course, it's not well, I suppose, but they have, and when I spoke there years ago, the great issues, of course, and I was a freshman, senator, I think, if you want. They stayed in that little inn.
Yeah.
You know, it was good. Well, still enough.
Okay. Nothing wrong with their part.